Hi, I'm Evangelist Felicia Wallace. Thank you for tuning in to the A Light for Christ podcast, where our aim is to reach the masses for Christ in this current day of chaos, distractions, and confusion. We have set out on this journey to encourage the weary, revive those of us who have been complacent in our faith, and redirect the lost and misguided. We are ordained pastors of the Light of the World Church of God, organized under the Church of God Ministries, Anderson, Indiana. We hope you will consider supporting our ministry by visiting our website at alightforchrist.com or from the links provided on our podcast episodes. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers and support. God bless you. In today's message, Growing with the Weeds, Pastor Melvin explains how we must learn to navigate through life's adversities and trust God's justice to separate the wheat from the weeds that often grows among us. So take a moment to take a listen and be blessed.
Matthew 13, 24 through 30 reads as such. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Before I continue, allow me to briefly explain the symbolic meaning of weeds as it relates to this parable of Jesus. Weeds in this context is a person, thing, or spirit that brings negativity and disruption to destroy what God has created. So let us go into the Word of God to find out what Jesus is speaking to us. Growing with the weeds. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I have a little experience at this in the recent weeks because since I have a little time off during the day, I took it upon myself a couple of weeks ago to go out and pull up some weeds around the flowers. And I found that it was a very difficult thing to do because I was prone to making the mistake of pulling up the flowers along with the weeds. I would have preferred to just get the weeds, but you know, in my attempt, until I got wise and stopped, I was picking up flowers with weeds. So I can understand this. And this is what God is saying through this scripture here. We have to be careful with the weeds and the wheat growing together. We must seek the guidance of God concerning the things that we see that is not right and do not get into our own way of thinking on how to deal with the weeds that are in our lives. Because we don't want to do, as the saying goes, to cut off our nose to spite our face. We must be prayerful in all the things that we go through. Understand that God will take care of that. But what we must do is stay focused on the Lord. Because when we look in this world today, we are in a world of weeds, and we must turn to the Lord in order to receive the proper guidance on how to navigate in this world today. But as we go on to verse 24, we will see the comparison of the kingdom of heaven with a farmer's desire for a good crop. He sowed good seed on good land with the hope of a fruitful crop with minimum problems. So it is in our lives. We're like farmers. We want to sow good crops. We find the good ground, we do the work, and we sow our seeds in life, just as Jesus has done with us, with the hope of a fruitful crop with minimal problems. But we see here in verse 25, but during a time when no one was watching, the enemy came and defiled the good crop with seeds of weeds, and quickly left the area without being noticed. This is how the enemy will come into our lives when we plant the good crop on the good ground. That there are people watching us and they desire to plant the weeds in for different reasons. That if we are spiritually asleep, the enemy will seize the opportunity to plant seeds of adversity in our good land of hope, desire, and abilities to be the best we can be for the glory of Christ. They're watching and they're waiting to interfere. We have to see in 26, when the wheat came up, the weeds were not far behind. In our lives, when we bear good fruit, know this, that the weeds are soon to follow. Everybody desires the blessing of God, but you know, they don't want to put the work in. They just love the fruits of it. And then we ask ourselves, why did this happen? Why are those weeds here in our good crop? 28 would tell us the answer is people who do not have your good intentions desire to get in on your labor and blessings from it. All right. Get this, beloved, because this is very poignant in our lives. And they want to get in on it, first of all, to benefit, to exploit, and to destroy what you have. Be careful who you keep company with. And understand that they will pop up out of nowhere. People who sprout up around us, the spongers, those who seek to leech off of what God has given to you. You have been blessed. They have no interest in the things of God, but they want to leech off of you. They desire to sponge off of you. And they will slip up around you before you even know it. You have the users. They would like to use us for their own selfish purposes. Users will always come up in the good crop, in the good crop of our lives, because they want to use what we have for their own purposes. They will put guilt trips on you. They will put obligations on you so that they can use you and what the Lord has given to you. You also have the haters who simply desire to destroy us out of envy and hatred. They don't particularly like you. They don't particularly want to be with you, but they want to just wreak havoc upon what God is doing in your life, because they are on a mission given to them by the devil himself. This is how you identify those who we see here as weeds. This can sometimes tempt us to make rash decisions that we may be sorry for in the future. That is when we need to go to the Lord with our concerns. Should we just rip up the entire crop because of the impurity of the invaders, thereby resulting in us having little or no harvest?
Should we do that? Well, God said no. His purpose is to get all the good out of the crops sown, to get the most out of the situation. So we would do good to heed the superior wisdom of the Almighty Lord. We will learn some things. What is it we're going to learn, Pastor? Well, beloved, we're going to learn the reason why the Lord says no for the protection and the preserving of the saints of God. That if we focus on God while in the midst of our environment, we will be all right. If we continue to have a relationship with God, continue praying to God, talking to God, hearing from God, getting the word of God, we will be focused on God and God will be focused on us. And we have to have patience. It's not easy. We see the ugliness of the weeds in the world. Sometimes we just want to go and just cut it off, but we must be just as God is just with us, that we cannot in our rashness cut off what is good in our attempt to cut off what is bad. God has patience so that what he has will come into maturity. And that's for the wheat. And he desires for the weeds to mature in what they choose to become. And it's going to come a day where the sinner is going to have to make a decision to walk with the Lord or be cut off from the Lord. And God has patience, but we never know when the time is up. So, you know, if you're in this category, perhaps you need to make up your mind real quick, because tomorrow might be too late. And I'm going to conclude this with a story about a mother who had two sons. A young widow woman who moved into an upstairs apartment above a hardware store when the young boys were just lads. This mother's only real desire, her main desire, was that her sons would grow up loving and in reverence for the Lord. They would have a reverence and that they would love the Lord with all their hearts. And she did all she could to raise her two sons. And one son excelled in school, did well, and he became a very, very successful lawyer. While the other son, the weeds grew up around him, and he was attracted to the world of the streets. And because of that, it led him into a life of trouble, where he spent his early years, many years of his early adulthood, in and out of the penitentiary. He and his mother even lost contact with each other, although she still prayed for him. Well, meanwhile, the other son became very successful in his field, married a young woman, and they had children, and they bought a big house, and they had the mother to come in and to stay with the children. But eventually, the wife of this son, who was the lawyer, told the husband, "It's time for you to get rid of your mother. Put her in a good retirement home, because her bad speaking habits and her country ways are having an influence on our children. And we want our children to grow up with the best of everything." And so finally, the husband gave in, set her up in a good retirement home, and packed her bags and put it in the car and was taking her to her new retirement home. And the mother said to the son, says, "Son, since this is probably going to be my last car ride, will you take me through our old neighborhood where I raised you and your brother up? Take me by the place where we used to live. And I would like to just have one more look at that place." So this son complied. They drove by. And as they drove by, that mother noticed several things. First of all, The hardware store that was in the building was no longer there, and it was replaced with a storefront church. But what really drew her attention was the name of the pastor of that church. And she said, "Son, stop the car. I have to go in. I have to confirm something," which he reluctantly did. And so they walked in. And when she walked in, the recognition between her and the pastor was immediate. It was that formerly no good son that was in trouble. He was the pastor of that church. He had turned his life around. He had a beautiful wife. They had beautiful grandchildren. They said their emotional greetings and hugs and kisses and tears. Finally, the lawyer's son said, "Okay, Mom,
it's time to go. The people at the retirement home are expecting you." The pastor's son said, "Mom, we don't live in a mansion on the hill. In fact, we live upstairs above this church. However, after many years of saving our money, we managed to buy this building. Will you make this your home?"
To which the mother said,
"Son, bring me my luggage. This is where I get off."
And she ended up seeing her prayers answered, that the wheat was separated from the weeds, and she yielded a good crop.
We must allow our all-knowing God to separate weeds from the wheat, because He is the only one who can separate them with perfect justice.
Hi, this is Pastor Melvin. We hope you've been uplifted by the word today. We hope you were blessed. But you know, I want to talk to you about the urgency and the importance of being right with Christ.
Romans 10, beginning at verse 8, gives us instruction. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Are you willing to give your heart today? If so, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I admit this day that I am a sinner in need of your forgiveness. Believe that you are the atoning sacrifice for my sins, and that you died on the cross to pave the way to eternal life. I ask you, come into my heart and make me whole again through the power of your resurrection, that I may be born again and enter into the fellowship of the universal body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Welcome to the family,
and stay planted in the Lord. This is very important. So God bless you.